Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Mike Apley as we talk about antibiotic use within animal agriculture. Back in just a moment. Express Ranches has got their 2018 Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 500 Angus and 40 Hereford bulls for sale. They'll be featuring the Express Ranches 2018 Angus National Western Stock Show Grand Champion Carload and Grand Champion Pin Bulls. For details, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 2nd, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Animal agriculture continues to have a real challenge in the perception of how we use medically important antibiotics. Dr. Mike Apley, veterinarian and professor at Kansas State University, acknowledges there is an issue, but he says it's important that cattle producers, livestock producers, have the ability to use some of these products to care for their animals properly.
When you really look at the data, when you look at foodborne, there's really two of the 18 major pathogens that the CDC lists that could be considered as part of it could come from us, and that's non-typhoidal salmonella, and we could really have a debate on how much of that is us and isn't, and also you could look at Campylobacter. The others, you look at Streptococcus pneumoniae, for example, which causes pneumonia in people and ear infections in our children. It's really hard to draw any type of line of connection there between food animal use and that without getting out to multiple degrees of separation. So it is still very, very high on the radar what we might be doing. My fear is that as we look at dollars available to fund research to look how we best use these things and where the impact's really coming from, that it's easier to just say, well, you can't use them in food animals for anything but treatment of acutely ill animals. I think we'll continue to find a good middle ground, but for our ag producers out there working with livestock, the biggest thing to remember is we have to really focus on having a reason to use them, do everything we can to prevent having to use them, and when we do use them, veterinarians and producers come together to use them as judiciously as possible.
And Dr. Apley says there are some superbugs out there that are very worrisome. They're very resistant to many of our antibiotics that we currently have available. Most of those superbugs, though, are on the human health side.
There are several organisms on the human side that are very, very troublesome. The CREs, carbapenem-resistant enterobacteriaceae, so you see an E. coli or a salmonella or a Klebsiella that is even resistant to the group we call the carbapenems, and that's incredibly scary. Multidrug-resistant tuberculosis. On the human side is an incredibly big problem. Resistant strep pneumoniae, resistant, there's multiple ones out there, methicillin-resistant staph aureus. It's hard to trace any of those I just named back to food animal. Multidrug-resistant salmonella, there have been some documented cases of that occurring in food animals, and I've also, well, not just some, but of occurring in food animals. But the actual link in transmission from food animals to people is actually much more rare than discussions in medias would make it sound like. But is there a possibility there? Yes, there is. So we have our part. And the other thing that concerns me is, as a veterinarian, I'm very interested that we retain the ability to use antibiotics to treat our patients as veterinarians. And there are some resistant organisms that are circulating in food animals we see, which limit the number of drugs we have available to use on them. So, yeah, there is a concern. There is a reason for concern. But then you have people getting in and using them for political agendas, and that, unfortunately, makes it a little more muddy.
Right. Where are we going with all of this? In other words, where is this whole conversation regarding antibiotics, especially as it relates to animal agriculture, where are we headed?
Well, we're headed to regulatory and legislative bodies will make some of the decision. We're really in a market competition to see how much people really care and what their views are about whether they should only be buying meat that comes from antibiotic-free. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're doing in the American Association of Bovine Practitioners is we put together a task force to come up with our statement as an organization on how we as veterinarians should interact with raised without antibiotic animals. And, you know, if they want to do that, fine. You can raise some of the animals without antibiotics, but when they get sick, just like us as veterinarians, we want to treat them. Yeah. So it's enough of a concern there that we're talking about it as a veterinary organization. So we're headed towards focus on using them therapeutically when needed. We're headed towards where using them on a recurrent basis for prevention or control will be under great scrutiny and maybe a little harder to do.
That scrutiny, that's just going to be a continual advancement, right?
Just as in every industry, the transparency that's expected and demanded and is achievable today will continue to evolve for us too.
Dr. Mike Apley, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 Bull Sale happening Saturday, March 3rd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale starts at noon featuring 85 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls bred for calving ease. Fertility tested and fully guaranteed, sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. For more information, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 and ask for your sale catalog today. That's Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 Bull Sale, March 3rd in Seminole. See you there.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.